Shkolim Berchas Mishnah Dalet. Parochas Shinit Meis Bevladatuma. Parochas became Tomei from a Vladatuma. Vladatuma is only Tomei Midrabonin because Midiraisa, a Kli, can only become Tomei from an Avatuma, like a Zav or a Zava. If those things, let's say the spit of a Zav goes on a Kli, that Kli becomes Tomei Midiraisa. So the Chazal were Goizer, the spit of a Zav, or the urine of a Zav or Zava, the spit of a Zav or Zava goes on to a Kli, that becomes Tomei Midiraisa. Therefore, there's a Din Derabanan that a Vladatuma also is Metama Kalim as well, Midrabanan. This Pareichas, though, which type of Pareichas are we dealing with? Taisis Antiv, he brings it, there's a Taisis in Be'a that discusses which Pareichas. Is it the Pareichas right by the Heichel, which was covering over the Aron HaKodesh, and that's why it had a Tyrus Kli, because it has to be considered a vessel. It's obviously not being used to wear anything, and it's not causing anybody any shade. So how is it a Kli, even anyway, to be Mekabel Tumah? That's what Taisis goes into over there. The other pshat is that they would actually use this Pareichas to transfer items when they went from place to place. They would wrap the Pareichas around some of the Kalim. Taisyantiv explains that if that's the case, the Pareichas in that case is probably the Pareichas of the Ulam, which is the antechamber, not the Pareichas in the Heichel, is a little further out. But nevertheless, this Pareichas has a din of a Kli. It became Tamei Midrabanan. What do you do? Matbilin osa bifnim. You're tovel it somewhere inside the Beis HaMikdash, but not obviously in the same exact spot that it normally stood. But once it became Tahar, once you were tovel it, umachnisin osa miyad. You can put it right back to where it was, wherever it was put. That's where you can put it. You do not have to wait for a Harav Shemesh, the Rav explains, because it's only Tamei Midrabanan with the Vladatuma. Ve'as shenitmeis ba'avatuma. But if you have a Pareichas that became Tamei from an Avatum Midiraisa, Matbilin osa bachutz, take it right outside. You're not allowed to have Tumah Midiraisa stay inside the Beis HaMikdash. So first you get rid of it, you take it out, then you're toivel it. V'shoitchin osa bachel. And interesting now, you would then spread it out by the chel. The chel, the Tfarso explains, it's an empty area in the Har HaBayis surrounding the Azor on the outside, but it wasn't by the Ezes HaNoshim. And if you had a brand new Pareichas, which they would, before they started using it in the Beis HaMikdash, they would be toivel it. They would spread it out on top of the, I think it's a portico, whatever you call it. We had it in Shabbos and Erevin. That everybody, the whole nation, should see how it was made, that it's so beautiful. And putting it on top of the Itztaba was obviously in an area that people can see it from a further distance than when they put it in the Chel, when they were waiting for the Harav Shemesh, when it became Tameh. But when they actually made it, and they put it on the Itztaba, it was obviously in a place where everybody was able to see it, even from further away.